Masechet Menachot Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. In this Mishnah, we're going to give six different cases where the Korban was not offered properly as required because of an intention that invalidated the Korban. There are two types of intentions that could invalidate a Korban. We're talking about Korban Mincha, the intention to eat the Shirayim, the remainder outside of the place that it's allowed. Or, when talking specifically about a minhat choteh, or a minhat kenaot, of a sinner with those sins we mentioned earlier, the three sins that it comes to a minhat choteh, or a sotaz mincha, if they were shelo lishma, they also become invalidated. We'll give these examples within the context of one of these exists, it invalidates the whole korban, and it's in addition to a pigul intention. And as we said in the previous Mishnah, when there's something else that invalidates a korban, in addition to pigul, that other thing trumps pigul, and the korban is not considered to be pigul, and therefore if a person eats it, he is not karet. Mishnah says, ketzad lo karav hamatir kemitzvato. What's a situation where the korban is not considered to have been offered as required because one of the avodot was done with a problematic intention that invalidates the korban? Number one, kamatz hutzlim komo venatan bekli vihilech vihiktir hutzlizmano. If the kohen did the kemitza with the intention of eating the remainder outside of the proper place, and then they put it in the kli sharet, and they brought it to the mizbeach and burnt it with the intention of eating it past the proper time. In that case, there are two things that went wrong. In the first avodah, the kavanah was to eat it outside of the place, and in the last three, the kavanah was to have it past the proper time. So therefore, in this case, the out-of-place intention trumps everything. It's the one that stands out, and therefore it invalidates the korban, and pigul doesn't take effect, even though the person had improper kavanah for the last three avodot about the time that they were going to eat the korban. Number two, oshe kamatz chutz lizmano. The person did the kemitza with the intention of eating the remainder past the proper time. So that's the pigul intention. And then he placed the kometz in a klesharet. He brought it to the mizbeach and he burnt it with the intention of eating the shirayim, the remainder, outside of its place. So there as well, you had the pigul intention in the beginning, when the kemitza was done with the intention of eating the remainder outside the proper time. And then when he placed it in the klesh sharet, brought it to the mizbeach, and burned it with the intention of eating outside of its place, that one that we just mentioned, eating it outside its place, stays. That shows that the korban was not offered properly. And since that trumps everything, pigul does not take effect. Number three. O shekamatz, venatan bekli, vehilech, vehiktir, hutzlim komo. He did one of the followings. Either he did the kemitza, or he placed the kometz in the klesharet, or he brought it to the mizbeach, or he burned it on the mizbeach with the intention of eating the remainder outside of its place. And then all of the other three that we talked about, he did it with a pigul intention. So one of those were done with an improper place thought, and the other three were done with an improper past the time thought, which is pigul. In that case, the one improper intention on one of the avodot about the improper place for eating it, that takes effect, and therefore the korban is not pigul, because you can't have pigul coexisting with another way that the korban is going to become invalid. Before we get to the bottom line with the previous three cases, the Mishnah is going to go into three cases where a shelo lishma intention was involved, also with a improper pigul intention. If a kohen did the kemitza of the sinner's mincha or the sota mincha, not for its sake, but for the sake of a different mincha, which automatically, when it comes to those two types of korban mincha, it invalidates them. Venatan bekli, and then he put it into a utensil, vehilech vehiktir hutzlizmanan, and he brought it to the mizbeach and burnt it with the intention of eating the remainder past the proper time, which makes it pigul. Or that's case number four that we have. In that case, you have shelo lishma intention on something, and then, on the kemitza, and then you have a pigul intention on the other avodot. Number, so therefore the pigul won't take place, as we'll conclude. Number five, He did the kemitza with the intention of eating the remainder past the proper time. And then he placed the comets in a klesh aret. He brought it to the mizbeach and burnt it, not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different korban. So here as well, you have two different kavanot. The kemitza was done with the pigul intention, and everything else was done with a shelo lishman intention. So therefore, pigul won't take effect because you have a shelo lishman intention in there. And then lastly, or number six, or shekamatz venatan bekli vehilech vektir shelo lishman, or he did the kemitza, or he placed the comets in a klesh aret, or he brought it to the mizbeach, or he burned it not for its own sake. One of those three was done shelo lishman, which is for the sake of a different korban mincha, and he had pigul intentions on the other three avodot. In all of these cases, we say zehu shelo karaf matir kemitzvato. This is a case where the matir, he didn't offer the korban normally as required, and all of these cases, since he did one avodah here with an invalidating intention that was not pigul, the komets was not offered like it was supposed to be, and therefore the pigul classification does not take effect in this case. Until now, the Mishnah was talking about cases where the Kohen had pigul intention during one avodah and a separate invalidating kavana during another avodah. Now we'll talk about cases where you had two intentions during a single avodah. If when he was doing one of the four avodot, he had two intentions within one avodah, to eat a kazayit of the remainder outside of its place and a kazayit of it tomorrow, that's all within one avodah. Kazayit lemahar or kazayit bahutz, or the opposite, he had a kavanah to eat a kazayit of it tomorrow and a kazayit outside of its place. Or when he was doing one of the four, the Kohen had the intention to eat half of the kazayit of the shirayim of the remainder outside its place and half of the kazayit tomorrow. Or the opposite, he had the intention to eat half the kazayit tomorrow and half the kazayit outside of its place. Pasul, in all these situations, the mincha is considered to be invalid, but he does not get karet for eating it because pigul does not take effect. Pigul does not take effect in all of these cases because there was another invalidating intention besides for pigul. In the last two cases, it didn't take effect because the kavanah was to eat half a kazayit tomorrow, and for pigul to actually kick in, it has to be about a full kazayit, which is the minimum shi'ur in the Torah that we have, in order for pigul to actually take effect. And in the Mishnah, the chidush is, even though you have two invalidating types of situations, they're both kazayit in both situations, they don't combine to make it pigul and karet, but they do combine to make the korban pasul. So that's the chidush over here. It's interesting how it works. They combine in some capacity to make it pasul, but they do not combine to turn it into a pigul situation in order to make the person karet. The next opinion is going to disagree with something we said above. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zeh Kelal, says Rabbi Yehuda, this is the general rule. If the intention about time, which makes it pigul, came before the intention about place, which invalidates it, but is not considered to be a case of pigul, pigul v'hayavim alav karet. The mincha becomes pigul, and the person is liable to the penalty of karet for eating it. So therefore, in that type of situation, since pigul hit first, and then the invalidator later, pigul is already there, so the invalidator becomes irrelevant. We look at what happens first. We don't wait till everything's done in order to classify what happened in the situation. So therefore, the item would become pigul, and if a person ate it, and hayav karet in that situation. V'machshevet ha-makom kadma le-machshevet ha-zman, pasul ve'en bo karet. But if the intention about place came before the intention about time, then the mincha becomes invalid because an improper kavana about makom invalidates it. But there's no karet, which means it's not pigul because it became invalidated already because of the intention about makom. V'achamim omrim ze vaze posel ve'en bo karet. But achamim disagree and they say it doesn't matter when the intention came first And when the intention came last, it doesn't matter, the mechaz is invalid, and there is no karet for eating it. According to Hachamim, we wait for the whole thing to be done. If there's any invalidator whatsoever that's not pigul, that trumps everything, that takes over, and therefore the korban is not going to be pigul. We'll finish off with a rule that's agreed upon by both the Hachamim and the Yehuda. If a person had two intentions, one of them to eat half a kazayit of the shirayim mahar tomorrow, and the other was to burn half a kazayit of the kometz tomorrow, we say kasher, the mincha is valid, she'en achila v'haktara mistarefin, because in this type of situation, everybody would agree that intentions about eating and burning would not combine the two half kazayits, and therefore we're left with two separate intentions. Each of them is less than a kazayit, so neither of them take effect, as opposed to what we said before in the previous part of the Mishnah earlier on. We said that a half a zayit and half a zayit are mistaref when the kavana was both within one field, which is to eat half in one spot and half in a different type of situation, half tomorrow and half outside. When eating, it's mistaref to make it pasul, even though there's no karet. But here, if it's not eating, but it's eating and burning, they're not mistaref whatsoever.